You're listening to In the Moment on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Lori Walsh. Salab Naimi became an American citizen this summer at a ceremony at Mount Rushmore. As a young man in Afghanistan, Naimi wanted to go to college, study computer science. The political situation in his nation, however, was desperate, and he put his dreams on hold. He became an interpreter, working with the U.S. Army. In 2014, because of threats to his life, he applied for a visa and traveled to the United States. As he watches the Taliban take over his homeland, city by city, street by street, he is deeply worried about his family. He wants South Dakota's congressional delegation to listen to this interview. He wants Americans to understand what's happening to Afghan civilians as U.S. planes depart. I spoke with Salab Naimi on the phone yesterday. A note to listeners, parts of this interview may be difficult to listen to.
All the rest of my family, my mom, my dad, and I have two brothers, and I have six sisters, they're still living in that really dangerous situation. So I'm talking to them like, since this all situation is going on in Afghanistan, and they're locked themselves at home because they cannot even go out to go to the shop and get food and grocery or anything like that. Everything is really bad, and I'm really worried about like my family. I call them every day, and it really hurts me. It really hurts. Even my two kids were born here. They even didn't know anything about it. And there, when I'm talking to them on the phone, so my kids are asking me like really, very complicated questions. And I don't know how to answer that. And they're asking me what is going on with your family, why they're crying, and why they're what is going on. It really hurts me. And I don't know how to help my family, dear, and it is so bad.
They can't even go out to get food. The what are they seeing in the street? What do they think is going to happen? What are they seeing happen? The threat is real and it's very significant. What are you afraid of?
They can decapitated. You know, they can get killed. They can, like, get killed. I have my two sisters. One of them was going to college, and the other one was going to high school. And they're almost like their soul are dead. Like, their body is alive, but their soul are dead because they had a lot of dreams and wishes. And they know that my family, I was working with the U.S. Army, and I live in the United States now. They made them to lock themselves at home because the Taliban are like they're shooting, like right now they're shooting people on the streets in Afghanistan, in their city that my family lives. Even like the girls even cannot go out to go to the shop or anything like that. Everything is bad. So my family are like, they feel like they're dead. And they're calling me and I'm talking to them, but there's nothing I can, like, I don't know how to help them. It's like that now, I'm not even like comfortable to go to work because when I'm working, like my brain and I'm thinking about my family and all the situation that's happening here right now, it's really make me uncomfortable and really worried. And it made me so sad.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. How often are you able to talk with members of your family? Can you reach them every day? Do you know how long you might be able to reach them?
That's also one of the question that we are all concerning about. Like right now, they have phones, so I can talk to them every day. But right now, like the Taliban, like my family were telling me that like they're burning everything, like maybe the phone, the network, and all the internet that the Afghan people have access over there right now, they probably, you know, destroy that too. So once they're destroyed, there will be no way that I can contact with my family, and I don't know what's going to happen to them.
Your sisters have lived for quite some time a very different life than what we think the Taliban will implement. Was that something you talked about as a family before, specifically just the ability to go out in the street for a girl, the ability to get an education, how special that was, and did you ever think it could go backwards and be taken away again?
We never thought that. Like, even my family, we never thought that would happen. Especially for the women and females, it was a very, they had their right, they could go to colleges, universities, schools, they could have a jobs and work. It's opposite now. In all the new generation in Afghanistan, they're all like, even probably you guys watch some videos that in Afghanistan International Airport, like the people were hanging in the airplane and they were trying to get out of the countries. They're like 11 people dead. And the Taliban right now, when the people are coming to the airport, like the Taliban shoot them, especially the women. Like they say, you cannot come to the airport, you know, like because the U.S. forces are in the airport right now, but there's the Taliban all surrounded at the airport. And when the people trying to get to the airport, the Taliban like stop them, abuse them, beat them on the street.
If you could talk right now to South Dakota Senator John Thune or South Dakota Senator Mike Rounds or Congressman Dusty Johnson or President Joseph Biden, what would you say to them? What do you need them to hear?
I need to hear about, like, like I told you, about my family. There are like 1,000 other people that they are in the same situation. And I want them to hear that we really need help. Like, we did sacrifices in my own families right now in arrest, and they could be like get killed and dead. And we really need help in this situation. And there's 1,000 other people like me. They're worried about their family. Some of the family member probably already got killed. And we really need help, and we want them to hear our voices and injustice.
If you can't get your family out of Afghanistan, do you think the U.S. military should go back in? Do you have a sense of what would be an effective way to create safety for those thousands of people? I know that's a big question. Maybe nobody knows the answer, or it would have already been done. But do you have any insight from living there and from being a translator? Any thoughts on what a possible solution could be moved toward?
Like you said, this is a big question. I'm not in Afghanistan right now, but that's what, like, I'm talking to my families in the social media that I watch. And I think the big solution is that, yeah, of course, like, if the U.S. Troops are back in Afghanistan, I mean, it will definitely bring changes over there to, like, the people who are trying to get out of the country, and they can get help, and they can get out in a safe way, not get killed instead, you know. Mm-hmm. And, but if the Taliban, they're, like, they're shut down. If the U.S. forces are not there, the Taliban is going to shut down the airport, or there is no embassy or nothing. So the people are just like stacked here, there will be like a bloodshed on the streets, and including like my family, there's going to be 1,000 other family members that will get killed.